This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Cold March, Book 2 of the Coldmaker Saga, by Daniel A. Cohen. Read by Thomas Judd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1.
Break in!
Shyla stabbed the shop door with a sweaty finger. I think after what we've invented, you should have no problem with a lock spout. I was still in shock and barely able to think, let alone tinker. News of my father's death had kicked my heart halfway through my chest, and watching Leroy being consumed by the vicaress and her army had finished the job. I had a feeling if I turned around quickly enough, I'd see a red lump gathering sand and dust on the street, thumping its final beat. My cleverness was as slow as scorched honey. Despite staring right at one, I'd forgotten how locks even work. Shyla was breathing heavily, her braided hair pasted against her right shoulder with sweat. There used to be a blade hidden in those locks when she'd lived out in the sands, but she'd given that habit up after moving to the Tavor Manor. Something at the back of my mind whispered that a traditional blade would be too big for this job anyway, but I had no access to any other memories that might spur an alternative plan.
"Spout," she said. "I know you can do this."
The dark skin of her face was...